The Torah begins Parshas Korach, V'yikach Korach, and the Kedushas Levi explains that when we look at a tzaddik, and what defines a tzaddik, the definition of a tzaddik is somebody who is interested in doing what is for the benefit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the benefit of Avodas Hashem. And therefore, when we think about such a tzaddik, so to such a tzaddik, it doesn't make a difference if he's the one that's bringing a Kiddush Hashem to the world or if someone else is bringing a Kiddush Hashem to the world. As long as there's a Kiddush Hashem happening in the world, he is satisfied. But someone who is interested only in himself, his interest in Avodas Hashem is really all about himself, then he wants it all to be about him, and he doesn't want it to be about anyone else. And that's, says the Kedushas Levi, the definition of Korach. Vayikach Korach, and Rashi says, Vayikach Korach, Shirokach Mekach Ro La'atzmai. What does Rashi mean, says the Kedushas Levi, the word La'atzmai? Because what Korach's issue was, that it was all about La'atzmai, that it was all about him. If he would have had the proper intention, the proper kavana, that it's not all about him, it's really all about what's going to bring more kvod shemayim, then he would have had a very different result. Now, how does that happen? It happens by a person being humble, by a person being modest in recognizing who he is and what is our role to play. The pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Korach va'Adosai, "Hamat mikem ki hivdal elkei Yisrael eschem mikol das Yisrael uvikashtem gam kahuna." So the Satmar Rebbe asks, "Shouldn't the pasuk have said Hamat lochem? Isn't it lochem? What does it say Hamat mikem?" So he says that the Gemara says in Masechta Chulin daf Pei Tasam and Aleph, "Loi merubchem mikol amim." Choshek Hashem b'chem. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Choshkani b'chem. I love you, I desire you. Because, Shafil b'shosh ani yishpi lachem gedula. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon Klal Yisrael greatness, Atem ematem etzmech lefonai. You continue to be humble in front of me. Nusati gedula Avram Avinu. I gave Avram Avinu greatness, Amal Afanai, Vanoichi Ofa Efer. After Avram Avinu attained such greatness, he says about himself, Vanoichi Ofa Efer, Moshe and Aaron say, Venachnu Ma, who are we? David Omar, Vanoichi Solas, Vlaish, I'm no more than a worm. What makes a Klai Yisrael great, the Gemara is teaching us, and certainly what makes the Tzaddikim great, is that they're able to remain humble and modest. And even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them greatness, they know it's not in their own zchus. They know it's all because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had special rachmanis to them. Because of that, they continue to act in such a modest and humble fashion. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hadas Korach. Hamat michem. Hamat michem, you should have made yourself smaller. You should have acted in a more humble fashion. Because just like Yehivdel Elkei Yisrael Eschem, just like Klal Yisrael, as we just learned, when they're given greatness, their reaction is to be modest. You took the opposite approach. V'kashtem gam kahuna, you wanted to use that as an opportunity to make yourself great, when it should have been just the opposite. You should have learned the lesson of Klal Yisrael. And I saw that the Sefer, Siach Yaakov, has a very interesting approach to this entire parasha. He quotes the Medrash. The Medrash says that Korach niskana nisyosoi shal yitzofen ben Azil, that Korach became jealous when El Yitzofen ben Azil was appointed to be the Nasi of the Bnei Kohos, and Korach's reaction was that my father was one of four brothers, Shenemar Bnei Kohos, Amram Abchor. Amram was the oldest, not Mushnei Bnav Gdula. His two sons took important positions. One was the Melech Moshe Rabbeinu. One was the Kohen Gadol Aaron HaKohen. Mi Roy Litla Sashniya. So who should get the next important appointment? Loi Hani. Shani Ben Yitzhashu Sheni Lamram. It should certainly be me, who I am the son of Yitzhar, who was the brother that came right after Amram. And rather than give it to me, says Amram, says Kairach, it was given to my cousin, Eliyot Sofim Ben Uziel, and that was what got him so upset. The entire machloikas of Kairach began because he was jealous of Eliyot Sofim Ben Uziel. So explains the Sefer Siach Yaakov, what really was going on here? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, we understand he gave Moshe and Aaron their position, they got their positions first, their positions were more important. Well, why was Korach pushed away? So he suggests is that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to test Korach. Korach to see if Korach is a person who is truly worthy of a position of prominence. So the Torah teaches us, how do you get such a position? That is when a person lives a modest life, and more than just a modest life, he's able to be happy for somebody else's good fortune. Like the pasuk says about Aaron's reaction when Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed to this position. So the pasuk says, "Varach of a samach b'libay." Aaron was happy, like Rashi explains, like fishat sover, like you think she makbar lecha shata oil l'gdula, that he'll be upset that you were appointed to this important position. On the contrary, Aaron was happy for someone else's good fortune, and because he showed that fantastic characteristic, that's why he became Kohen Gadol. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to see from Korach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was prepared, he suggests, to give Korach a very important position. But before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person that type of an important position, he gives him a nisoyon. The purpose of the nisoyon, the test, is two ways. Number one, people grow from the nisoyonis. People become better. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to see how Korach will react to this nisoyon of him being passed over and not being the Nasi. And instead of being passing the test, and when Eliyot Sofim Ben Uziel was appointed this position, he should be happy for him. He showed his true colors. He showed his jealousy. And he showed that he doesn't have what it takes to be a true leader of Klal Yisrael. And that's what this parasha is all about. The parasha is all about teaching us that a person has moments of greatness. And instead of seizing those moments and using those moments to grow, the Yetzirah sometimes uses those moments to push the person down. And instead of having the opportunity to grow, he goes down. And that's what the pasuk means, Vayikach Korach. Korach mekach ra la'atzmai. He took an opportunity for growth and he turned it in the wrong direction. And we know what happened at the end.